begin to open as well, we will be driving our campaigns, but primarily on the African continent region and international markets as they begin to open up on a collective basis. Thank you very much. Back to you, Steve.
Thank you, CMO. And then lastly, Wavela, anything you want to add there from an analytics point of view?
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity and Chairman of the Portfolio Committee. Mine is going to be on what you mentioned, Chairman of the Portfolio Committee, in terms of perception of South Africa as a destination, understanding that and gearing ourselves up for the future opportunity that we can tap into when it comes to tourism. There are two studies that are currently happening. There's a study done by the World Economic Forum where basically they track the perception of the real investors about various countries and destinations of the world. But on top of that, what South African tourism does, we do have what we call a brand tracker study, which basically we track on the market the actual perceptions of the travelers themselves to understand how are they perceived South Africa, but not only South Africa, but other destinations as well. So we are in a fairly good position in understanding in terms of what attracts people to various destinations, what are the various perceptions that they have about the country. We use that intelligence to help, say, marketing team of SA Tourism so that when they go out and create this communication, they know exactly what barriers and what triggers they need to pull in each of the key markets that we're focusing on. So in that space, Chair, I would say we are fairly comfortable in terms of understanding, and the work of piece of work that we are doing is purely informed by that study. We're not, it's not an open play kind of an approach. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Avela, and thank you, team. Just to sum up before I head back to the chair, absolutely aligned, Chair of the Portfolio Committee, on the corporate bandwidth, absolutely. That's the whole spirit then of this collaboration and partnership that we are going into as well. Yes, the research needs to be future-looking, and I think this is where some of the effort that we are doing now in order to have analytics that help us to be able to either predict or also simulate in terms of that activity. And I think that's going to be the winning formula. Anyone who's got real-time, real-life data that is able to make decisions on the spot to become agile is going to be critical and key. And then obviously the focus on the VTSD is something that is ongoing. We are not looking at this as a special project, but rather as inherent in everything that we do. As we open up and as we come back in again, we have to ensure that we're inclusive in terms of bringing all the other elements within it. And I think those outskirts one are really going to be quite a key. Honorable Mokwela, absolutely. The understanding that we had at the time that when we gave back the budget to the fiscus was that at that point in time, it would not make sense for SA Tourism to do any external marketing or any activities over there, simply because our borders were closed. However, we did put in a proviso that when things do change, we'll come back knocking on the door then in order to reactivate that part of the sector. And that's something definitely that we are on. I think the team has alluded to the tourism amendment bill. It's a policy issue, and policy sits with the department as well. So they are the custodians of running the process end to end from their perspective. And then in it will answer the questions of accessibility, and whether it's free, etc., from their perspective there. And then lastly, on remember Krumrock, yes, in terms of restructuring SA Tourism, any movements from their perspective, anything else there, I'd like to delegate this response up to the chair, who's a lot closer, essentially, you know, with those moving pieces, and probably can give the committee a sense in terms of where things are moving towards. I think with those, honorable members, I want to thank you very much for the support. Thank you very much for the line of questioning as well. I think as a team, we are focused and dedicated to make sure that, you know, we can recover, you know, the contribution of this sector into the economy of the country. Thank you. Over to you, Jeff.
Thank you, CEO and the team, for covering almost all the questions that were posed by the honorable members. Just on the one that you wanted me to handle, which is talking about the structure, I think Honorable Cromback, the issue is there are many moving parts in there. What we are busy with currently is to try and look at the future state of SAT. And the view there is informed by one of the issues at some point that were also raised by the members in terms of how do we move about in terms of making sure that the work that can be done within SAT is brought inside rather than being outsourced to the agencies. So there is work that is happening in that space in terms of assessing the capability and the capacity of SAT to bring in some of that work. And that's why the COVID lockdown gave us an opportunity when we're looking internally. One of the issues was to say, let us almost terminate the contracts that we currently have with the agencies, because that would have required us to continue to pay them their retainer fees, even if there was no work that was done. And that has then enabled us and forced us to actually focus on how, with all the element of digitalization that we are busy with, how do we build a future state of SAT? Part of the questions are talking of various country presence that we currently have, that investments that we need to make there. So once the work is complete, we'll come back to the committee to then present how far we have gone, and of course also covering those issues. The CEO has touched on the issue of considering questions that related to the grading policy and so on and so forth, with the view of is it compulsory, is it free? Is part of that policy review issue at the departmental level, as well as the amendment bill will cover those issues. Chair, if you allow me, the colleagues that are with me from the board perspective, if they have a word or two that they may want to make, especially around your comments, yes, we are, now part of our work is to focus on the domestic tourism, small dorms, towns, villages. That is the DNA of the work that we have set to the team. Everything that we do must be aligned to that, because the instructions were very clear when I appeared to the committee, I think, late last year. So I've got Advocate Mujanku, Ravi, before he runs off to the airport, Gloria and Kate. Okay, Slindy has just left. If any of them had any further comments or inputs to make, I'll request that opportunity, Chair, before we hand over to the Deputy Minister. Thank you.
Can I start, Chairman? It's Gloria.
Yes, Gloria, I can start.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the Portfolio Committee for giving us the opportunity to present ourselves. I just want to make a quick comment that we're quite comfortable that we have the team that can, with aggression, compete against just about any part of the world, backed fully by the board and all of that. Where we are not able to compete, and this is where I think one is looking at the portfolio committee, working with your other colleagues in other portfolio committees, our roles are not helpful to us. The big part of the country was not designed for tourism. We know that. Whereas in fact, you've got those hidden facilities there, you can take all of Wild Coast. It was never designed for that. And so it's difficult to compete with a muddy road when it rains against Croatia or whatever, all the countries that we want to take away from. And I think the issue of the infrastructure, if we're going to talk about rural development, whether it is agriculture or it is tourism, we would really, really would like this to be looked at quite seriously. And I'm not talking about major infrastructure. I'm talking access roads. It's a 30-kilometer gravel road. It's a little bridge here. It's a river there that is not covered. Those kinds of things. Yes, you've got all these wild coast meanders and those big, big projects, mega projects. That's a different story. But if you are going to take on rural development, you are going to have to deal with these access roads, because even for agriculture people, their equipment are not coping. And the accidents that come with that, those rivers, those little bridges. And for a tourist, we don't have enough of, you know, the people who want to amuse themselves with their 4x4s. There's not enough of that. Or there's not enough of the horse riders. We want to get to the normal car person who just wants to go on holiday. And these access roads are not quite helpful, especially for Eastern Cape. And in a way, one is saying to the portfolio committee, can this be looked at in conjunction with the other portfolio committees to just say, can this be made to work? Whether it is for our sector or agriculture sector or even a health sector where people just can't get hospitals. And these are not big budget projects. I'm just emphasizing that. It is meant for really the small access roads. And it makes a difference in terms of what we can do. But our teams can market as much as they like now. Until now, they have to compete with muddy roads and gravel roads and lack of access, lack of being able to go through these bridges. Thank you, Chairman.
Ravi, before you have to leave.
Thank you, Chair. I think just to echo, as Chairman of the Awards Committee, I think that both Amanda and TK have covered this quite comprehensively, as well as the CEO. But I just want to echo that we've got the awards committee meeting now at 12 o'clock, and I just want to reassure the committee that the issue of villages, towns, and small dormitories is absolutely high on our agenda, as we pledged to you at the last meeting, probably even higher now, you know, with respect to the importance of job creation in those areas, given the decimation of our sector in some of those areas. So just wanted to add that. I think the team has comprehensively covered the issues raised by the committee.
Thanks, Ravi. Travel Advocate Mutanku.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members and the chair of the committee. I just wanted to say, in relation to what the chair of the committee said, that we must be aware that we need to transform tourism as a whole and not just turn this into a box-ticking exercise. Just to assure the committee and the chair that we are very, very much aware of that. I think the challenge, Chairperson of the committee, has been that the manner in which reporting is called for, in my view, sometimes encourages the box-ticking approach. You know, we held so many meetings, rather than the outcomes of those meetings were the following. We met so many stakeholders, rather than this was the outcome of the stakeholder meetings. So I think we will try, I know that meet is there somewhere. We will try to make sure that there's no complacency, because we ticked all the boxes on our APP when we come to you. Because I think, Chairperson and honorable members, you know, if you look at a country, the young people would tell you, if you look at a country like Thailand, you know, all sectors of the economy came together to decide, okay, we're going to make this number one destination for cheap travel. And it was a parliament, it was the government, it was business, it was small traders, it was everybody, the beach people, everybody just came together and turned it into a tourism hub. And therefore, it's cheaper to go there for 2 weeks than it is to go to Cape Town over a weekend. So I think, you know, we are working towards a better tourism strategy that all of us buy into, because this country can really be one of the best in terms of tourism, Chair. But I just wanted to say on the box ticking, the board is very aware of it, and our chairperson of the board always goes back to the CEO about it to say, let's get a little more context and meat around this, not just to say you did this and that and that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Advocate Kate. Would you want to say something, or I will cover it? Okay, Kate, we're struggling to hear you. So at this point, maybe on behalf of the board, on behalf of the EXCO team, let us thank the committee for the opportunity to come and present our quarterly report. And the support is always appreciated, the guidance, the advice. And I would like to now hand over to the Deputy Minister, who will then comment and probably close for all of us. Thank you, Commissioner.
No, just thanks very much, Chair of the Board and the members of the Board and the CEO and the team for the responses that you've given. They were very satisfactory. So just to deal with one or two issues that has been raised. Well, on the issue of the restructuring, as the chair indicated, this internal restructuring that's taking place within the SAT to see how best it should be restructured in order to perform its duties without too much reliance on the external services. But as you know, we've reported that there's also a cabinet process of restructuring and reconfiguring of the agencies throughout government, and therefore SAT is among those that has to be reconfigured going forward. So there's work going on there. There's a task team or a committee that the president has set up, which is we understood has already completed its work. So very soon there will be some proof implementation of some of the proposal. The issue of that has been raised by Honourable Beck around the tourism bill. I thought we did the report that firstly we came to the conclusion that the best way going forward is to first and foremost evaluate the white paper. As members will be aware that the white paper is more than 20 years old, which was 1996 white paper. So there has been an agreement that there is a need to review that white paper, evaluate it, and then so that on the basis of the outcome of the evaluation, you will then be in a position to say what is it that you need to do as you want to amend the tourism bill. So the amendment, we did report that is now on hold until that process is finalized. That will also deal with the issue of the grading and all other related matters around that. So the work is ongoing in the finalization of the review of the white paper. Once that is done, then we'll be able therefore to see what amendment is needed, the relevance of the amendment. The current amendment was more about the providing the competence requirement of the tourism guides, providing safety, and also changing the some terminologies, and also reworking the South African tourism, different from how it is written in the bill. So that was the main issue. But there was a feeling that we need to go deeper than that to address a whole range of issues, but informed by the review out of the white paper. And then on what has happened since the last in terms of expansion of the list of the countries, I think we did indicate that there is, honorable members are aware that the country is using the risk adjustment strategy. And when the opening was made, a statement was made by government that we'll be continuously assessing the level of the infection in each country, informed by the epidemiological studies and results, guided by the Department of Health, and then be able, therefore, to review the list from time to time. And then once the list is viewed, it will continuously be presented all the time, what are they. Some will go up, some will go down, some will have high, will become low, then we'll have to review that. Some will that are in low can become higher, then we'll have to change. So it's a continuous process that is taking place. It's not just sitting and say, no, now let's open this one and open this one. It's always guided by that approach and that principle. So that should be the understanding and approach that you are taking. In conclusion, therefore, Chair, we agree with you that we need to transform the sector. It should not go. It should not be business as usual. The reopening must not take us back where we are. We must not say we are reopening the sector, and it becomes business as usual. There are issues that we need to engage. There are some challenges that have been raised, for example, around the access of the country, especially in the rural areas. But it should not be just the issue only. There are rural areas that have got a tourist attraction which is accessible, which we have not yet tapped into, and we must be able to prioritize those. And then at the same time, while looking as to how to make sure that where there is no access, we're able to create access. The Department of Transport is set aside, for example, more than R1 billion for rural and township roads upgrading, which is part of the process. The only thing that we need is how to work together with them so that as they engage in this rural project upgrading of roads in the rural areas in the township, to what extent do they contribute towards access to our tourism market at the end of the day. So those are some of the things that the details that we need to enter into discussion. But we must continue to say where access is there, what is it that you need to do? For example, we've got Kruger National Park. The Kruger National Park is accessible and pass through rural areas. But there's no beneficiation, there's no tourism economic activities in the borderlines of Kruger National Park that benefit ordinary people. We need to come into that space and say, what is it that you are not doing right? What is it therefore that you must do? That as you market a Kruger National Park, it becomes inclusive and cover the totality of the surrounding villages and rural and small towns that equally benefit our people at the end. Those are my concluding remarks. So thank you very much.
Deputy Minister, your closing remarks are very much pleasing, very much practical, incisive, and they are doable. I think at the government level, one of the things that will have to be infused into the district service delivery model. It's always from our perspective as this collective, both the portfolio committee and SAC and the department, to always emphasize, as you are saying, Deputy Minister, how that model must, among other things, address challenges that makes ignition of tourism activities a bit of a challenge in the villages, the townships, and the small towns. So I agree with you. It's a long journey. It's also about mindset change. It's also about, as part of this mindset change, engaging the traveling agencies so that they must know that it's part of the package. We need to say when you go to Kruger National Park, along the way, there's this multiplicity of villages and this is what they can offer. So as part of packaging, it means we need to make sure that that is included. So that marketing can be sensitive to those strategic medium to long-term objectives. It's our intention as the portfolio community to aggressively engage with the district municipalities, the metros, and the local municipalities, so that, as Mayor Sorobe was saying, we need to make sure that the roads in the villages, in townships, we get them right. So it means as a portfolio committee and our role members, we must have an interest in the municipal integrated development plan so that we can then make sure that this road that make it a challenge, that make it difficult for us to ignite tourism and other business activities, they can be addressed as part of our program going forward. So we'll have to make sure that those 18 departments we identify, because we identified 18 departments which must have necessary collaboration, we start working together. I know we're disrupted by the COVID-19 to kickstart those meetings that we wanted to have. But I think we the sooner we do that, the better. And we look forward to the presentation by the President on Thursday in the Joint City on the renewal of the economy. So we look forward to seeing how this aggressive renewal of the economy may be such that it's going to address some of the issues that we are raising here. So beyond Thursday, I think we will have to return to this particular issue. So otherwise, Ralewo, Deputy Minister, and your team, the collective of the SA Tourism, the good work that you are doing, all the efforts you are putting in making sure that South Africa becomes a better place for all its citizens in the long term, everybody, black, white, Indian, colored, those who are naturalized, who are now in South Africa and so on, can feel that we now live in a better world, in a better country. So the department and the South African tourism, ourselves as a portfolio committee, we are now slowly migrating to our next item, which is the report on transformation. Madam Bolte.
Hello, Mr. Salon.
We will ask the doctor to make a presentation in a succinct summarized form because members have read it. We did ask members also to contribute to the report so that we can then have a discussion and see if it's a true reflection of what we envisage to be a document to towards the tourism transformation charter, which means that as a portfolio committee, one day we will emerge with, from the, our perspective, tourism transformation charter as part of oversight. As part of oversight, and we can have ongoing basis until 2024 work on perfecting this transformation charter so that future generations can inherit from the current generation. An effort which has appreciated the challenges which are prescribed in the preamble of the Constitution. The injustice of the past and how we need to deal with them without tearing each other apart, but also without shying away from the challenges that face us as a country. Dr. Kuzwayo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't think I necessarily have to present the document again. Since it was presented in that session. So what had been requested was for members to look at the document and make further inputs if there were any. Given that in the last meeting that we had, members had indicated an interest in making further inputs. So in the last meeting, members were requested to make additional inputs by last Friday to the Secretariat. As of yesterday morning, we had not received any, so we circulated the document. The only change that we made is because a decision was made by the that the court had to ATC or other related portfolio committees to also know. I think the chairperson was saying that there are meetings that are proposed with all those 18 portfolio committees for them to then see their role so that when they can engage them, they know what is running. So what we put into the document was just to, we just removed in the first part, which was just the issue of your contents page and so on, and maybe in a report that can be ATC, but we maintain some of the references as we have made input into the report. And then we added the recommendation just for the minister to note the recommendations that are made in each field. Because members will recall that we had separated the submissions into like 7 things. And we did not make recommendations at the end of the document. The recommendations are made in each theme. So the recommendation that is made in the document is for the minister to note those recommendations in each theme so that at least she is pointed to where the committee wants her to look. And it's also the recommendation that the document is shared with all portfolio committees in Parliament. So there are no substantial changes in the document. It's just the issue of those recommendations. But it's not substantive recommendations at the end of the document. Just a recommendation for the to note all those those recommendations that are made in the document and then for her to respond thereto. So maybe what we can request is if there are any further inputs from members to make those inputs now. Otherwise, we will take the document as read, Chairperson. That's my
No problem. Yes, no problem. I think the rest of us were given an opportunity to make inputs in as far as this document is concerned. And anyway, it's not the last time. Every September, we are going to be discussing this particular matter based on the update on the progress we are making. So I take it, members, that we have read the document. We can now allow it to be taken through the necessary APC parliamentary process. we will bring to the attention of Parliament that every September we are going to be returning to this matter for the next 4 years, and that in between we allow people to send whatever they want to send regarding tourism, brought to the economy, and transformation in the country. Is that agreed, honourable members?
Yes, Chairperson, it's agreed.
Yes, agreed, Chair.
Okay. Let's move to our next item, the minutes of the 6th of October. They were circulated.
Chairperson, I move for adoption of the minutes. Kalipo.
Dr. Kalipo moves for adoption of the minutes. Do you have a second?
I second the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired in the meeting of the 6th of October, Chairperson.
Okay. I was Lucy, the Honorable Shelly Mashele Makubela. Seconds, do we have an objection? We don't seem to be having any. Honorable members, we wish you luck on the parliamentary joint. To discuss the recovery of the economy, but once more our prayers must be with Honorable Boucher, who has a bereavement in the family. We all go through these challenges from time to time. We must wish her strength and the family, and that we are with them as the portfolio committee. On the table, Tina, do we have any announcements?
The only thing we are waiting for, Chairperson, there is a possibility that the department may table the annual report on the 16th of October. So if that does happen, Chair, we may do some little rearrangement in our program of the portfolio committee. But we will take up that matter once the department tables the annual report, Chairperson. As of now, there is no report that has been tabled. Once they table that report, then we will have to just rearrange our program, not necessarily changing it.
All right.
That is all.
Honorable members, I really want to thank you for the manner, the qualitative engagement, the foresightedness that we always demonstrate, the collective, and the way that it is very incisive that we always demonstrate as the committee when we engage on this particular matter, the alertness that we demonstrate as a collective when we receive reports from both SAT and the department. Let's continue along that path. And that brings us to the end of this meeting. Thank you very much. Meet you very soon, honorable members. Khrute and Almante, Ambani Kate Saman, Sintera Leboka. Kutia.
Thank you very much, Chair, for sharing the meeting for us. Thank you.
Shab Guma Guma.
Thanks, thanks, O.
Okay. Inerfan Ninja. Me profan Nietzsche. Petra.